USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu commended the United States for vetoing a Gaza ceasefire resolution at the United Nations on Friday. He praised the decision on Saturday, asserting that it would be contradictory to support Hamas's elimination while also calling for a ceasefire. Netanyahu announced that Israel would persist in its offensive on the Gaza Strip, coinciding with the IDF's commencement of an assault on the southern part of the region. His statement followed the U.S. approval of an emergency arms sale to Israel amounting to $106 million. Kevin McCarthy announced his endorsement of former President Trump in the 2024 presidential race and expressed willingness to serve in Trump's cabinet. The California Republican made these statements during an upcoming interview on CBS Sunday morning. McCarthy's endorsement comes after he recently revealed his decision to step down from his congressional seat at the end of the year, following his removal from the position of House Speaker in October. The Biden administration has set a new illegal immigration record. Lance Pry reports.
The Biden administration has broken a new record. Obama, Secretary of Homeland Security, Jeh Johnson on MSNBC in March of 2019.
I know that 1,000 overwhelms the system. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like. So we are truly in a crisis.
The illegal immigration into the United States has a new record. 12,000 people a day are now entering the United States.
The animated film The Boy and the Heron is soaring to the top of the weekend box office. The Japanese movie earned over $5 million during its opening day and could double that by the end of the weekend. The English voice cast includes Christian Bale, Robert Pattinson, Florence Pugh, Mark Hamill, and William Dafoe. Also from Japan, Godzilla Minus One is still holding strong in theaters, making nearly $25 million domestically in its second week of release. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and Trolls Band Together also remain popular hits at the box office this weekend. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The perpetrator of the shooting incident at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, was identified as a former professor from North Carolina. Former students and one of his graduate assistants revealed that 67-year-old Anthony Polito had peculiar working methods. Polito fatally shot three people and injured a fourth at UNLV on Wednesday. It was noted that he had applied for a teaching position at the university in 2020 but was not hired. The motive for the shooting remains unclear, as do the details about Polito's life leading up to the tragic incident. The White House does not have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to the Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege that the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 2019. The indictment contends that he expended funds on drugs, escorts, opulent properties, and exotic cars. If convicted, the charges carry a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison. Notably, in a separate legal matter, Hunter faced 3 federal gun charges in September, to which he entered a plea of not guilty. Actor Ryan O'Neal has died. O'Neal was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar in 1970 for his role in Love Story, and was nominated for a Golden Globe for his 1973 film Paper Moon, which also starred his daughter Tatum O'Neal. Ryan O'Neal died on Friday afternoon at the age of 82. He is survived by 4 children and 5 grandchildren. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.